This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Back here we are with the Outdoors and Radio Show. Alan Ellis is my name. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. I've been doing so for, well, since December 17th of 1988. Did take a little break for, what, a year and a half, but we're back. We've been back here for, what, seven, 8 years almost, something like that. That's good. So we enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it, too. We're here every Saturday morning from 5 to 7. If you'd like to contact us, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. All right, let's talk to Don in his car. Good morning, Don. How are you? Don, did you hang on? Hello, Don. Well, I guess Don had to leave us. Call back, Don. Sorry to keep you through the news, but, you know, we told you we were running out of time, so we'd love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680 is how you get in touch with us, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us and you're hearing the commercials for the NRA show in Frederick on January 27, 28, 29 at the Frederick Fairgrounds, we're giving away tickets, and we'd love to have you give us a call and get a pair of tickets. We'll give two pair away this week, and we'll give four pair away next week. So, let's see, we've got 15 pairs of tickets, how many is that? 4, 4, 8, 9, 10, and 4 is 12. And then the following week we can give another three pairs away. So, okay, we're doing good. Yeah, we're fine. Yep, there's Don on his, in his car. Good morning, Don.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I call from around 50.
Oh, cool. Very good.
We're I got my 10-year-old with me. We're going to see if we can squirrel on this last day of firearm season.
Oh, man, I hope so. What county are you hunting?
Queen Anne's.
Queen Anne's County. Good. I'm glad you have a spot down there. I had a I had a friend who...
He's got a case of buck fever.
Yeah. Well, good luck. The full moon's not helping you, but if you get some other hunters in the woods moving them around, you might be good. Maybe do a little one-man drive for them or something like that.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where's a good spot to go for the perch run when it starts here in a couple weeks?
Millington is always a good place to go. Where did we go last year? Up in Caroline County. Oh, crap. I can't remember. You go up 404 and you make a right there at the Shell station and go back in there. But, yeah, those are all good places. Oh, and the Susquehanna is great. If you can get out and get on in some of that deeper water, those perch last year, the yellow perch, were 70 feet deep.
Yeah, I know. That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, so that might be an interesting adventure this year.
There used to be a place on, I think it was Route 16 in Harmony, when I was a kid. It was a spillway. Now out here, the land's privately owned, and the farmer won't let you go on it.
Oh, yeah.
The land.
Yeah, the spillway over there at, oh, help me out. Come on.
Tuckahoe?
Yeah, Tuckahoe's not a bad place. See, a lot of snags in there, though.
Yes.
Very tough, but... But yeah, I mean, those are a couple places. We'll get some hot spots for you. I think DNR even put some hot spots on their map last year. So yellow perch are that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it? Maybe a little early with all this weather.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Yep. So, all right, man.
All right, Al. You have a good day, buddy.
You too. Take care.
You same.
Bye bye. Here he goes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, Norbert?
Not bad, Alan. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to give you the latest goose update.
Please.
Well, we, with the exception of one day last week, we've been doing pretty good.
Well, good.
There seem to be a fair number of geese in Kent County.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, I was up through there. There seemed to be a fair amount in the air anyway when I was up there the other day, especially up your way. You guys have a pretty good spot there, no question about it.
But yes, and we're fortunately, there are people in the area that keep, you know, maintain sanctuaries so they don't disturb the geese off those sanctuaries.
Right.
And that helps keep them in the area. No
sure.
Question.
Yep, exactly right.
It was a little wild and crazy in the snow flurries the other day, though.
Oh, were you up there? I went right by you.
Yeah. Well, in the afternoon when the snow flurries came through, it was sort of going sideways there for a bit.
Yeah, I remember.
And, it was a very, very sort of wild and crazy there for a bit.
Yeah, but there were a lot of geese in the air at that time, weren't there?
No question about that.
Man, I'm telling you, that was the day I was up there. And actually, I was a little further south. I went to visit my good friend Don Travis over there. Travis
sure.
Taxidermy.
Okay.
And I know you guys go right by there. So I didn't get quite up to you. But, man, unbelievable amount of geese in the air. And same way with there were some ducks flying around, too, which is pretty cool.
I must confess we haven't had any duck luck lately. But
no duck luck,
you know,
huh?
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that is. That's right.
I always call it duck luck because sometimes they're there and sometimes they're somebody else's.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But with all the open water now, they're spread out pretty hard. And it's, you know, I didn't hear a duck yesterday. I mean, they were shooting around me. I don't know if they were all after geese or what. But, you know, normally I'll hear some mallards or something that's sitting in the stand, but nothing. And we have black duck and we probably even have some teal left over up there. But nothing. I mean, normally you sit there early in the morning and you hear some quacking going on, but it wasn't there yesterday. So, oh well.
Yeah, I have witnessed pretty much the same thing. I've heard a couple quackers in the week, but I haven't actually seen a quacker nose to nose.
Yep. So. Yep. The only quackers I can count are the ones in my oyster stew. So.
Gotcha.
All right,
gotcha.
But sir, I appreciate the call.
You have a great day today.
You do the same. Thanks.
See ya.
See ya. There he goes. We got Vince in Chestertown, Bill in Baltimore, and Bill in Glen Burnie. Morning, Bill. How are you? Glen Burnie. What's up?
Yeah, I read in the Maryland Gazette.
Uh-huh.
That Bob Paschal donated 905 acres.
Yes, he did.
Talbot County to public hunting and all.
Yep.
Do you know if that's going to be open for public hunting or whatever?
I'm very aware of that project. And I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but I can certainly find out for you. What I can't read that a couple weeks ago when that came out. Let's see if I can find that. Yeah, Bob Paschal's a good guy. Very, very dedicated to hunting. And let me see if I can find this here real quick for you. Yep. I was actually invited to Bob's house and couldn't go.
Do you know if that includes waterfront and all?
Buddy, I don't. That's what I'm trying to look on the press release now, because that did come out.
It was last week in the Gazette.
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying to find it. It's on the DNR website. If you give me a second here, buddy, I'll be more than glad to pull it up, okay?
Okay.
Bob Paschal and his company are donating 950 acres in Talbot County to program open space, historic state conservation easement, first donated public access easement in the history of the program, open space, and will serve as a model for future products. The 950-acre perpetual conservation easement on the Point Pleasant property will protect valuable forest and farmland. It will maintain or establish more than 8 miles of riparian buffers to protect the water quality of the Choptank River. There's your answer. A tributary of the Chesapeake, through coordinated and controlled access, visitors will be able to explore the land by kayak, horseback, or on foot. The land will also be available for hunting, camping, fishing, and other low-impact recreational activities. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources will hold the conservation easement. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, I guess they'll let us know when it's open, huh?
The rural land in the Point Pleasant Farm Project represents all habitats of the coastal Chesapeake Bay. Grasslands and croplands on the property provide foraging areas for nearly 200 migratory birds, reptiles, and amphibians, including spotted turtles, a state species of concern. An array of butterflies, dragonflies, and other insects crucial to the food web are also found. Tidal fringes and shallow water areas support fish, crabs, snails, shellfish, and invertebrates, and small crustaceans that serve as food sources for waterfowl, water birds, and shorebirds. Now, big deal there. But I guess they will let us know because it just happened. So there's got to be a development plan going into effect. You know, I hunt next to the Grove Neck area up there in Cecil County, which is 700 acres. And they do allow limited access on there. They allow 10 hunters on there during the firearm season. And it's all a permitting process. So I'm going to assume that this is going to be fall in that same category. There'll be limited access. You'll have to apply for a permit, a day permit to go in, and we'll learn more.
Yeah, they had one of the articles said to be hunting by invitation. I don't know what that meant.
Oh, is that what the article said?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I have as much information as you do, but I'll try to find out. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the info.
No problem. See ya. There he goes. Who's next? Vince in Chestertown, and then Jay in Kent County, and Bill in Baltimore. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
Good. What's up?
I think I can help you a little bit with a gentleman called about the yellow perch.
Yep.
You're thinking of red bridges.
Maybe. Okay.
Up in there. And also, there's a campground right there above Greensboro.
Right.
And that stream runs through, and if you stay in the campground, that's a great access for yellow perching.
Good. Okay. Good.
That's another good one. And if you go down on 404, if you go through the town of Queen Anne Hillsboro, they've got the bridge.
Hillsboro. That's where I was thinking. Hillsboro. Yeah. That's that little town of Hillsboro. Couldn't think of the name of the town.
And they got that pier there. And if you launch a canoe or something, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Up through there and up past that old railroad bridge.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All up in there.
Yep. Yep, I know that Hillsboro's good. I know that. Yep. And there's a lot of bank there you can fish, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. And if you get your perch on the end of the bridge, you can fish right under the bridge.
Yeah, you can walk back in there, and that's the old stone bridge. Or, no, there's another bridge. There's two bridges. There's one bridge below 404, and then there's another bridge above 404.
Right.
So all that's good stuff in there. And I think
that should be coming up here any time, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I got the canoe covered, but that can be uncovered real quick.
All right, sounds good, Vince. Good luck to you. Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Bill in Baltimore, good morning. Thanks for holding on. You still with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just want to talk about the moon phase, how it really affects these deer. Like, it really shuts them down.
Yes, it does. No question about it. And it doesn't actually shut them down. They just feed at night.
Right. They probably got enough light to see around all night long.
And the way it was explained to me, they have enough light that they can spot a predator coming.
Uh-huh.
And if in the dark of the moon, the deer will feed during the day because they're always conscious of predators. Right. I mean, it's an ingrained thing, even though man is the biggest predator.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the way it's been explained to me, that they feed at night because it's they feel more protected.
Right. I think I'm going to hang it up for today because we got picked for Fairhill for Tuesday.
You did?
Yeah.
So well, yeah, that's up to you. But while you're up there at Fairhill, by the way,
uh-huh.
Make sure you stop by and support the breakfast fundraiser with coffee and breakfast sandwiches. That's Troop 336. A friend of mine's son is in that troop.
Well, we'll be right there because
we're in that hunt. Yeah, it's at the Fairhill Nature Center, and they'll be serving coffee and sandwiches there. So tell all your friends to be generous.
Yeah, that's a great time up here.
It's a good troop, and young man that I'm aware of that's in that troop is a real good kid, and his family's great.
Oh, good.
Great folks.
Well, I'm sure we'll see him there.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Oh, do you have any more of them tickets for the
Yeah, Bill, stay on the line and Pat will pick your call up and get your tickets.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, you're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate the call. There he goes. Let's see. Bill, you have to call back. I thought you had him, Pat. I'm sorry. Bill, please call back because we bumped you off the line and we want to get those tickets to you. So call back and Pat will take care of your tickets for you. Let's see. We've got Jay in Kent County and Will in Baltimore. Hang on there. We'll do Jay first. Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Good.
I want to tell you about getting my first ever deer. I used a 1998 Chevy half ton, and it messed up my front end, not too bad. And then the day after that, I got a wild turkey, only he got away. Both of them.
You need to slow down, Jay.
I was only doing 40.
You need to slow down, man.
Well, when it's in the fog and they're on a glazed highway.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
You come into them, and I was only doing 40 at the time.
I'm glad the turkey dusted himself off. He probably
got
just
away.
Yes, sir.
He was big. He finished off the work that the deer didn't.
See, good.
Okay.
No. Let me tell you what. The deer that I struck out on Interstate 70 this past November.
Yes, I heard your
$5,000. $5,000 to my new F-150. I was very disappointed in that deer.
Well,
he paid the price, however.
The problem for me is ever since they did that clunker program, there aren't nearly as many parts available. You know, all I got to do is replace a grill, and it broke one headlight.
Yeah.
I try to be careful. I don't want to,
No, of course not. None of us do. But Jay, there's quite a bit of difference in a deer that you strike in November and a deer that you strike in January. You know, the breeding season is there; they're all fat and happy for the breeding season. They're all and then in January their weight starts to go down a little bit. They start to feel a little bit more relaxed. And you hit a deer in January, it may weigh 50 pounds less than it does in November.
Well, it got up and it ran away.
Oh my!
I felt that maybe I didn't hurt it too bad. I couldn't have done anything. I didn't even have a hunting knife with me, so if I had hurt it, I have the phone number for DNR to call them.
Yeah.
To get somebody to come out and put it out of its misery.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that yourself, Jay?
Well, I would if I had a hunting knife.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done that.
I don't generally carry a hunting knife in my car, nor a baseball bat.
Yeah, well, baseball bat. A baseball bat to me is a little bit primitive. But I've heard of guys, in desperation using tire irons and everything else, and that's tough. But I do carry a knife capable of the job, because I think in my lifetime I've put down 7 or 8 that people have hit.
Well, I had a policeman tell me that if you're carrying a baseball bat, you better make sure there's a glove and some cleats in your car.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, that's a cop thing. That's a cop thing,
Okay. So. I enjoy your program.
Thank you, Jay.
To you every Saturday morning.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. There we go. And let's talk to Will in Baltimore, and then we'll have to take a break here. Go ahead, Will. What's up?
How do they get rid of otters?
How does who get rid of otters?
On my farm. They eating all my fish up.
Oh, okay. Do we have your number, Will?
Telephone number?
Yeah, don't give it on the air, but let Pat pick up the line here, and we'll get your phone number, and I'll get you some sources to get rid of otters.
Okay.
How's that sound? How many you got?
I don't know, but I got tons of manure on the banks.
Yeah, otter manure, huh? And you got the little shiny fish scale manure?
Yeah,
that's
and they got carp scales in there too.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right. Well, I know some people that will be anxious to come out there and help you with that.
Okay.
All right. You're in Baltimore. Where are you? What part of Baltimore are you in, Will?
Hamden.
Okay. All right, sir. Let me get your phone number and I'll get you some help. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Stay on the line.
All right.
All right. There you go. We do our best to help, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, great show, guys. You guys have really stepped up here this morning, and I appreciate that. First, let me tell you about Tochterman's. I talked to the folks at Tochterman's the other day. They are excited. They're really excited about a lot of things that are going on right now. They've got the Lure building room up and running. They have a tremendous selection. They have more jig hooks and molds in the Lure building room, for those of you who like to pour your own jigs and that type of thing for the upcoming season, for perch or for stripers or for whatever, they've got more stuff there than most tackle shops have. in just that little room. They've got fly tying supplies. They've got jig hooks, molds, a big supply of lure building tackle and that type of thing. And they really, really are promoting that, and they want you to learn how to build your own lures. Now, along those lines, the introductory fly tying classes are coming up here. First one starts on Saturday, and that starts January 21st, the 28th, and February 3rd. They're from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Each one's an hour and a half. You got to show up on consecutive Saturdays. You learn the basics. You learn the tools. And you'll actually tie some freshwater and saltwater flies. Then also on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7:30 p.m., the 25th, February 1st, and February 8th, consecutive Wednesday evenings, you'll learn about fly tying, and that's at Tochterman's. And, of course, all the new tackles shown up now, the new St. Croix rods, the Daiwa reels, the Shimano stuff, it's all there just in time for the upcoming season. And great deals on trolling combinations. I mean, spectacular deals on trolling combinations. You want to make sure you get in touch with them. 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, or the phone number for Tochterman's Fly Shop and Fishing Tackle, 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's since 1916. Same family name, same location, serving Baltimore fishermen. At 410-327-6942, Tochterman's.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. You may notice that every day in the course of your own employment, in a push toward openness in the workplace, more people are working in glass offices or conference rooms. The Wall Street Journal's Sue Schellenbarger.
It's much more open light, view to the outside. It's a natural light. It's healthier in many ways. It also changes relationships and the way people collaborate and communicate. So there are very interesting changes in company culture, communication, and the level of privacy.
And, of course, these new designs offer far less privacy.
Even the best soundproof glass is less soundproof than drywall. So there is much more openness. People have to learn to behave a little differently, maybe have those private meetings very early or late. So very interesting and subtle changes in the dynamics.
Many employers who've switched to the new design say the benefits far outweigh the negatives. They cite improvements in productivity because of more collaboration, more openness, and they say workers are in better moods because of the increase in natural light. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission's $10, NRA members $8, kids under 9 admitted free, with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680
WCBM.
Sunrise, black coffee warms my lips. Ain't gonna get any better than this. There's no doubt who made this place. When you're standing here, you can see his face.
Yeah, there we go. Let's talk to Charles. That's called The Life, by the way. Charles, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, and I wish you a very happy and healthy new year.
Same to you, sir. Thank you very much.
I thought I'd give some of your listeners an international flavor in hunting elephants.
Really?
And this was back in Tanganyika, which is now called Tanzania. It probably was 40 or 50 years ago.
Tanganyika.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were on a mountain road with this very high grass, and all of a sudden we heard the screaming of an elephant and trumpeting, ears flapping. It's 10-foot grass, and the elephant attacked us. And I was on a Land Rover at the time. And little did I know that out of the grass came this little baby elephant.
Uh-oh.
He had just had a baby there.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw that, we all backed up, canceled the kill, and it was a thrilling experience in my life. It was life-threatening, but she was just displaying.
Sure.
And protecting her baby.
Absolutely.
Yep. So when you go hunting in some of these wild animals, you got to see what's on the sidelines.
That's true. That's true.
There's a tiger or
I actually,
a lion that's stalking the baby or the animal.
I am friends and have hunted with some fellows who are international hunters, and some of the stories they tell. One fellow in particular, I hunted with him a couple of years ago on his farm up in Garrett County, and he's actually harvested three elephants, all three of them in full charge.
It is a thrilling experience.
I bet it is. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it, you know? I bet. Wow. That's pretty awesome, man. I'll tell you what. To actually have enough forethought to cancel the kill, I mean, I'm sure that everybody was locked and loaded at that point.
They all were.
Yeah, no doubt.
A carload of us.
Indeed. Charles, you've been, and I'm being funny here, of course. I don't want you to take this as an offense, but the thought that crossed my mind was when you were telling that story, I'm wondering the amount of people that Charles has met around the world and the dignitaries and the high-ranking people. I'm just wondering if you ever met Tarzan.
Johnny Weissmuller was one of my heroes as a child.
Yeah.
And the other guy that I really was crazy about was Bring 'Em Back Alive.
Frank Buck. Frank Buck.
Not... I even have his autograph.
Oh, my good gravy. Charles?
I have his...
In your will, Charles, I would love to have Frank Buck's autograph. I read those comic books and those books about Frank Buck when I was a kid. I thought that was some of the most awesome stuff that I had ever heard.
Well, I rode an elephant with him at the World's Fair, and I have pictures of it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Frank Buck, Bring 'Em Back Alive. Yep,
Have a wonderful year.
All right, Charles. Thank you, too.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Charles, hold on a minute. Charles.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Stay on the line.
Okay.
This is for you.
Okay.
There you go.
Wonderful. Oh, God, that brought back memories.
Johnny Weissmuller himself, Martha. Yeah. Thanks, Charles. Happy New Year to you. Let's see. Kenneth in Baltimore. Good morning. Whoa, what happened? Where'd Ken go? Did we get him? Did we take care of him? Duck Commander. It's Duck Commander music, yeah. Duckcommander.com, I guess. You can get it right off the Duck Commander website. Yep. Dell in Baltimore. Thanks for holding. What's up? Dell?
Yes. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. I have a question. I go to a fish market here in Baltimore.
Right.
To get my fish.
Yes.
But they do not properly fillet the fish. Could you tell me, if possible, how do you properly fillet lake trout, oyster trout, catfish.
All right. To do that would involve a lot of details here on the radio and take a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. But you can fillet those fish. Do I have your phone number, Dell?
Yes.
We do have your phone number.
I think so.
All right. Well, let me get your phone number. And we'll have Pat pick up the line here and get your phone number and write fillet fish down there. And maybe we can find something to send you that will show you how to do that. But, yes, it is okay. They get a lot of bones in it? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The catfish are very easy, but the lake trout and the oyster trout, a little tougher fish to fillet. But let me get some.
Catfish are the easiest.
Catfish are the easiest to fillet, yes, sir.
Oh, well, I love catfish, so...
Yes, sir.
But you... Okay, okay.
All right, let me get your phone number, and Pat will pick you up right there, and we'll get you some information. There he goes. All right, thank you, Dell. And Bill in Westminster, are you on your stand, sir?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I've been in my tree stand now for about 45 minutes, and yeah. I think I overdressed. It's still warm out here.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty warm this morning. You're going to have to drop some layers there before the end of the day.
I called to wish you a happy new year.
Same to you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you lately, but I'm hoping to get together with you this year.
Well, I think we can. That's for sure. Do you want me to play that Tarzan yell? Turn up the volume on your phone and hold it up to the woods and we'll play that Tarzan yell for you, or would you rather not?
Actually, you already did that.
did the deer and the antelope come running?
I don't know. But I haven't seen any deer or antelope around here in the last 2 weeks.
No, I'm not surprised.
I don't know what.
Oh, they've gone underground. Well, I let me tell you something, Bill. A friend of mine went on a managed hunt in Montgomery County yesterday. Had two groups of deer come by, at least 30 deer in each group. So if you see one, you're going to see more than that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, they're herded up. That's the problem, and of course they're all bedded together.
Yeah.
You're not going to see those individual bucks. I mean, you might see some bucks pushing some does. You might see some family groups, but if you see one, you're going to see probably 8 or 10 today.
Well, I'm out here for the whole day, so I.
Well, good. Good luck to you.
Brought my cup of coffee with me to kind of help keep me awake out here.
That's what you need. I carry my thermos in my pack with me, and I've got a nice little place in the stand there. I set my thermos, and I drink my coffee all day and enjoy myself. So there you go.
That's the first year I've brought my coffee with me, but yeah, it's really enjoyable.
It is, yeah. And I pace myself, too. You know, my coffee has to last me all day. I've got a little tiny cup on the top of the thermos, so I don't pour too much. And then if I do see something, I'm not wasting a big old cup of coffee. But it's this little tiny cup, and I pace myself. I drink a cup of coffee maybe once an hour or something like that, and it lasts me all day. So,
I think today I might need some iced tea. Huh?
You might need some iced tea, that's for sure, yeah.
Okay,
and you might. All right, buddy, you enjoy yourself.
All Okay.
Thanks, Bill. 7:27 is sunrise, so you got about 15 minutes before legal shooting time.
You know what? It's pretty bright out here.
Well, with a full moon, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But I don't see the moon. I can't find it. Huh?
Well, it was up this morning. It was up last night when I left the stand, so it's probably on the way down.
Yeah. Well,
All right, Bill.
I'll definitely see you at the show.
Take care. Thanks, Bill. Hey, Bill, do you need tickets?
I got them.
Okay, buddy. All right, good. Thanks. See ya. Here he goes, Bill and Tristan in Howard County. Good guy. Bill killed a really nice buck last year. Big 10-point, 150 class. Really, really nice. 10-inch brow tines. I got to see that deer. I was actually in Westminster and called him, and he said he killed this big buck. Come down to his house and see him, and I'll tell you what, really good. All right. Let's see. Let me tell you, while we're talking about that, let me tell you about C&L Deer Processing. You know, they will skin and custom cut and wrap and label and freeze your deer. Your venison is ready for your freezer. Pick it up there. Take it home to your freezer. It's all frozen, ready to go. At C&L Deer Processing, your deer's cut and processed by professional meat cutters with over 80 years of experience between them. Bill and Jack will really do a great job because that's what they do for a living. They know their way around how to cut meat. Have your deer made into jerky or Slim Jims or chip deer or sausage or deer dogs or bologna or jalapeno cheddar bologna, kielbasa, smoked jalapeno kielbasa, or smoked bratwurst. They were making bratwurst when I was up there the other night. I'll tell you what. What a process. Yeah. But very enjoyable to them. You know what, I've had most of those products from C&L Deer Processing, and I can tell you they are delicious. C&L Deer Processing has some new stuff for this year and the final day of firearm season. Probably last we'll talk about them. Sweet Lebanon bologna, pepperoni sticks, maple-flavored breakfast links. That's some of the finest sausage I've ever had. And Old Bay sausage links that are great on the grill. Take your deer to C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424. 410-374-6424. C&L Deer Processing is on Carroll Street in Carroll County, Hampstead, Maryland, just up Route 30 from Reisterstown. Not that far away, easy to get to. That's C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 27th through the 29th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See nearly 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9, admitted free. Weekend passes available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 3 to 9 p.m. Friday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more info.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
Ha, 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 buck fever. Let's talk to Mr. Greg in Baltimore. Morning, Greg. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm great. You?
Fine, thank you. I want to wish you a happy new year.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Unfortunately, I'm on my way to work instead of the woods.
Oh, man.
I pay the bills.
Hey, buddy. Got to.
I always enjoy Charles' stories. I don't know how his memory can keep them all straight.
I'll tell you what. Charles is a great guy. He's been calling here for years, and we love hearing his stories. That's for sure. So.
Absolutely. One little frivolous piece of tidbit concerning Tarzan. I was reading in the paper the other day, the original chimpanzee that's from the show just passed away. He was 80 years old.
Yeah, I heard that, and there's been some scuttlebutt after that that said that cheetah died back in the 80s and
right.
Whatever. I don't care.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah. And you hear all kinds of stuff, but that's all right. Let's just let it alone. But Johnny Weissmuller was from Winbur, Pennsylvania, not far from where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
And he was I believe he was an Olympic swimmer, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It's cool because I used to watch those movies. And now here's something I want to tell you and Charles. If you ever watch those old black and white Tarzan movies,
yes,
and you see the elephants,
about the ears.
Yeah, the ears. Look at the cardboard cutouts on their ears.
You know, I think you said that once before. I never heard that.
Yeah,
you said it a year or so ago on the show.
Yeah.
After that, I watched one of the movies, and I never noticed it before.
Yeah.
After you said that, I was like, oh, my God, it's so blatant.
How could you miss it? You're paying attention to the script, and you miss the big cardboard cutouts on the elephant's ears. They used Indian elephants because an African elephant is so unpredictable.
Exactly.
And they used pretty tame Indian elephants and either glued or clipped these big cardboard cutouts on their ears to make them look like African elephants. It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yep. So, All right, Greg. You take care, buddy.
Can you pick up a couple more tickets to the show?
Where are we on the tickets? Put them on there. Go ahead. Yep. Hang on. We'll get you tickets.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
All right, Greg. You're cutting into next week's allocation.
Okay.
That's all right. Since you asked, you got them. All right, man. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. We'll just cut back to three pair next week or whatever we got to do. There's Greg. All right. Keeping Pat busy here this morning, that's for sure. Was up to Redding Hardware up in Pennsylvania the other night, Gettysburg, and folks at Redding, great guys, been there forever. As a matter of fact, back in the early 80s when I worked up in Pennsylvania for Fish Finder magazine, Redding Hardware used to be one of my accounts, and good folks. But that's the headquarters for Wild Mineral, by the way, that advertises in the in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And Wild Mineral has a variety of supplement products that are just terrific. And I got to meet a friend of mine named Bob Warden. Met Bob, whose picture was actually in the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide back in 1996, 1997. And so we've opened up a line of communications. I hadn't seen him in a long, long time. And so there we go. Bob, shout out to you. I hope you're listening this morning. And keep up the good work for Wild Mineral. They're doing a great job. And since we mentioned the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, I hope you're able to pick up a copy of that at your local sporting goods store. A lot of them around the area, any meat cutter, any taxidermy shop, if they don't have them, tell them to get them. That's right. Tell them, hey, we want you to advertise in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly so you can get the magazines in here as a convenience for your customers. But you can pick them up at most of the big shops around. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we're in the winter issue right now, which is November, December, January. We're planning the February, March, April. And we would invite you to send your pictures. You can do that in two ways. You can send them directly to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the website for the radio show and a general email address for me. But Ellis Outdoors is where you can pick up the podcasts of the radio show. Any of the shows in the last couple of years, you can listen to on the podcast button when you go to that website, ellisoutdoors.com. Or if you go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, you can click on any of the buttons there. We've got some good information there on the links page. Good links, not only that, but we also have sunrise and sunset tables, the moon phase, the tide finder, the weather, deer information, and some other good stuff right there on that page. The magazine itself is available online 100%, but then there's also advertising information and a form where you can send pictures. So we invite you to send pictures this week. Of any deer, turkeys, coyotes, whatever you got, send them to that address, and we'll try to get them in the next issue in the spring issue. So, and if you want to write a little story, that'd be great. And we got one from one of our listeners last week. Her name was, her name was Charlotte, and we got a nice picture from her. And so that'll be in the next issue. So that's one, and there's plenty. Plenty of folks out there that have taken some nice deer, and we got some great deer and some great stories and some other stuff coming up in the next issue. All right, let's see. We need to tell you about our friends at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. You know, they now offer the Linex protection that comes to you. And by the way, one of our listeners was in there the other day and had a nice job done on his truck with a spray-on bed liner and some other stuff. So that's good, and we thank you for that. And Bobby Hawkins is a great guy. And if you've ever been there, if you've had your truck sprayed, we welcome your calls if you'd like to call in and tell us about your experience. But now the Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, or your job site, and they can apply the correct Linex commercial or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, the elements, or chemicals. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Now, protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner or prolong the life of your equipment like I just mentioned. You can even protect your garage, your shop, or your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating, which is really, really good stuff. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man to call. His number is 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bed liners.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Cold. Ice cold, right? Sure, why not? Yeah, a little chilly. We only have a couple minutes left, but if you're headed out there to hunt or fish or whatever it might be, we hope that you've enjoyed our show and we gave you a chuckle at least. Our job here for 20... Somebody's texting me. Our job here for 2012 is... it's my daughter. Hey, good morning. Good luck today. Well, okay, thank you. If I head out, I hope to have good luck. But we'll see. But our job here for 2012 is to... educate, enlighten, and inform and entertain. That's our job, and we hope we're doing that for you in a successful way. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, as I like to say, and we hope that you would open the lines of communication with us even more so this year. On the phone on Saturday mornings, if you would, at our contact number, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, or on email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the best address to get me. We look forward to seeing your pictures. We look forward to telling you more about what's coming up here with our Department of Natural Resources in wildlife and fisheries. This is a year for wildlife when it's time to change the regulations. There are some proposals coming up that some people will like and some people won't. There are some other proposals coming up that I think are timely and need to be done. I know about some of those proposals. I can't tell you about them right now because it hasn't been made public. But those meetings are taking place internally. Those meetings are taking place with folks that need to know. And then some of the stakeholder meetings are coming up here very soon. So a lot of things going on behind the scenes about trying to improve fisheries and wildlife management here in Maryland. But the most important part of that equation is you. As a hunter or a fisherman, you need to get involved. Once you have the information, it's not enough to just sit back and do nothing. What I do is tell you. That's my part of the action plan. I tell you the stuff and act on it as well. You need to act. You need to get engaged. You need to get involved. Make that one of your New Year's resolutions to get involved in the outdoors, to get engaged with others that that are in fishing and hunting as their hobbies, as their avocation, the heritage and traditions continue. Get involved. Get with your local legislator, whether it's county or city or state or federal, whatever it might be, and stand up for fishing and hunting this year. Make it this year, 2012. Make it your goal. Whether you can support them with your attendance, whether you can support them with your vote, whether you can support them with your vote for one of their competitors, or whether you can support them with your checkbook. It all goes hand in hand. There are some threats out there. But you and I together can continue what we love. All right, get out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.